I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." My brothers and sisters, if we open our newspaper today, we see stories about teens being abducted from schools for human trafficking purposes. We hear about corruption in governments, about wars. We read about failing justice systems, home invasions, and violence. All we need to do is drive for 5 minutes to witness countless forms of lawlessness on the roads. Sadly, the institutional church has also contributed at times to this evil. A church is a hospital for sinners. All institutions suffer from human frailty, but the universal church, the body of Jesus, the global assembly of believers, understand the following to be truth. All of this has been prophesied. We live in a fallen world. This world is not heaven. This world is an evil place. We are surrounded by godless, empty religions, which are nothing but Satan's attempt to keep people distracted from the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And in many cases, Satan's strategy to create enemies on earth opposing Christ. Being saved in Jesus does not mean that we are exempt from suffering. It means that we have Christ to turn to amidst our suffering. It is our Lord and Savior's invitation to all people of all nations to receive His saving grace and Jesus' great commission that we share the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So why does God permit evil and suffering? Well, are you ready for this? Evil and suffering has a purpose. They drive us to Jesus. God has deemed that suffering on earth is necessary. Without evil, we would have no bearing for goodness and righteousness. To do away with suffering and evil is to do away with mankind's free will. It is part of our sanctification to trust in Christ in the face of suffering. Just as we would not appreciate the light of day without experiencing the dark of the night, without a life of suffering, we would be ignorant to the value of heaven. For those saved in Christ, we experience reasonable happiness in this life and supreme happiness in the next life. In today's reading in John chapter 16, verse 33, when Jesus said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." We have His assurance that Jesus is already victorious. In the end, we win. Please pray with me as I will for you. Heavenly Father, come reign in our heart, Lord. Fill us with your love and your life, and help us to become people who are truly loving. People like Jesus. Restore us always, Lord. May the courage of Christ be with us always. In the holy and most sacred name of the one true God, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thank you for tuning in to this edition of Jesus Saves.